Okay. The seventh Masechta in Seder Tahara, seventh out of 12, is Maseches Nida. And Maseches Nida focuses on two of the Avos HaTumah. And Maseches Nida has a unique twist to it. Maseches Nida focuses on two of the Avos HaTumah, Nida and Yoledas. The Psukim tell us, in Parshas Tazri and Parshas Mitzorah, the Psukim speak of many of the Avos HaTumah. And the beginning of Parshas Tazria, we learn that after a woman has a baby, she's Tameah for an extended period of time, and she goes to mikvah, and then she continues the lower level of Tumah until she finally brings Karbanos, the notion of Mechusar Kippurim. Something Ray touched on Maseches Nagam, that there are certain Avos HaTumah whose Tahara process, ultimately the last step of the Tahara process is bringing Karbanos. So one example of that is the Yoledes. That's the beginning of Parshas Tazria. She's Tameah for either 7 or 14 days. She goes to mikvah. And then after another 33 or 66 days, she can bring her Karbanos and complete the Tahara process. At the end of Parshas Mitzorah, we learn that Anida is also Tameah. That a woman who menstruates, so during the period of her menstruation, and then following that up until she goes to mikvah, she is also an Av HaTumah, like the Oledes, like all the Avos HaTumah, Matame Adam Vekelem Lios Rishon. Now what's unique about Maseches Nida is that Tumas Nida and Tumas Oledes as well has two aspects to it. We mentioned when we were learning about Maseches Taharos, that Shechta's beautiful article, beginning of Eretz HaTzvi, where he talks about the tripartite breakdown of halacha. The halacha, in broad strokes, breaks down to three major areas: dinim amanus, issa v'heter, and tumah v'tahara. At the time, we spoke about the fact that those three areas are distinct in several ways. One of the ways is that they have different rules for safek. By issa v'heter, you say safek d'raisa l'chorma, safek d'rabban l'kula. Dinim amanus hamotzi mechaver al varaya, and one of the major focuses of Maseches Taharos is unique rules of Safek Tumah, which depend on location. Rishus HaRabim versus Rishus HaYachid. Now, and there are other nafkaminas as well, and the fact that Isur V'Heter and Tumah V'Tahara and Dinim Bamanas are sort of separate, independent areas of Halacha. The Gemara says in several places we would not learn Dinim from one to the other. Isur Mitumah Le'ofinan Mimonim, Isur Le'ofinan, sort of like independent subfields of halacha. Now, Nida is fascinating in the sense that it's a hybrid. It's a part of more than one area, because the Mishnayos stress this. If you work it through Mishnayos Nida, the Mishnayos speak both about Nida in the world of Tumah V'Tahara and Nida in the world of Isur V'Heter. The Nida is an Av HaTumah, and that husband and wife are forbidden to be intimate while she is Anida and up until the point that she successfully goes to the mikveh. Going to the mikveh both removes the tumah v'tahara status of being an avatumah, and it also removes, in other words, before she goes to mikveh, she touches Adam, Kalim, Ochel, Mash, and they become a rishon l'tumah. Once she goes to mikveh, it's not the case. And going to mikveh also removes the iser kares that the psukim speak about later in Chumash Vayikra. Now, in the world of the Av HaTumah, in terms of the Tumah V'Tahara side, the Mishnayos speak about Paragimel is devoted to, as we said before, the Halachas of Yoledes. A number of the earlier Prakrim focus on unique aspects of Nida in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. Mishnayos, now we're based on the Psukim. It's another one of the situations where the Av HaTumah can give rise to another Av HaTumah. If Anida and her husband, or Anida and another man, violate the Isur of Tashmish Be'es Nidusa, not only is that an Isur, but it also creates a unique type of Tumah. The Boel Nida is also an Av HaTumah. And he shares many, though not every single one, but many of the same dinim of Tuma as the Nida herself. So that's sort of a unique, sort of like Cherberek Uchalo, somewhat similar. Bol Nida himself is an Ava Tuma. Another interesting feature of Nida in the Tumah Taharah side, and this is a major focus in the fourth parak of Nida, is that Nida is one of those people, we'll get to this more, Masachas Zavim, that transmit Tumah to the things that they're sitting on. If they're sitting on Kalim, they're meant for sitting on, they're sitting on a chair, so the chair will become an Ava Tumah as well. Tumah's Medras, Tumah's Mishkav Umoshav. We'll get to that more. But Nida is one of the few Avos HaTumah that has that unique type of feature. That's Metame Tumas Medras. Metame, she's Metame her Mishkav or Moshav. It becomes an Ava Tumah as well. Perakei of the Masechta and Perakvav are both largely tangential prakim. Perakei is the major address in Shas for ages. As the fact that bar mitzvah is at 13 and bas mitzvah is at 12, and the special halachas of when a girl reaches age 3 and when a boy reaches age 9 and so on and so forth, and some of the other halachas of godless, you know, with normal development, without normal development, so those halachas are centered on the fifth parak of Maseches Nida. The sixth parak of Maseches Nida is similar to what happens in the end of the first parak of Megillah, and the third and fourth prakim of Menachas. You remember in the end of the first parak of Megillah, you have the Ein Beins. And the Mishnah begins with you know, no difference between X and Y except for Z. The Mishnah begins with something related to Maseches Megillah, Adirishan, Adirshani, and then you have a whole series of Mishnahs that traverse many different areas of Halacha just using that format. Ein Bein X, Y, L, Z. Ein Bein Shabbos, Yontif, El Melech, Zohar, Nefesh, Bavad, and so on and so forth. And the Mishnahs are talking about Negam, all sorts of things, and what the thread that ties those Mishnahs and Megillah together, the Ein Bein Mishnahs, is not topic, but the logical structure. You have Mishnahs like that in the third and fourth Prakim of Menachos, we talk about which things are ma'akev one another. And here, and we had it in our own Masechta, Masechet Chulin, those who got the end of the first perek, you'll remember that you have a series of Mishnais there as well, logical connections, particular logical relationships between the different areas of halacha. Now that phenomenon appears once again in Maseches Nida, where it's everything that has X has Y, but sometimes you have Y, but not X. So there's a series of subsets. And that's a much of Perek Vav, of Maseches Nida, is that Kol Sheyesh X Yesh Y, but Yesh Sheyesh Y, but not X. That, once again, like the Ein Beins, it traverses many different areas of Halacha. And then finally, the issues of Iser Veheter, the issues of Nida in terms of Iser Veheter, the Iser Labailo, so that's something that does come up throughout the Masechta. It definitely does come out throughout the Masechta, even earlier in the Masechta. There's discussion discussion not only about the Tumah Taharah but about the Iser Veheter as well. But the most dense discussion of the Iser Veheter aspects, which Bizman HaZeh, the practical aspects of Hilchos Nida, they're most densely appear in the last three prakim, in prakim Ches, Tes, and Yud. Let me mention though, let's just end by circling back to the beginning. Because we had mentioned before, look, where the Masechta talks about Yoledes and Nida. Yoledes focused in the third parak, parak HaPelas, Nida throughout the Masechta, and that Nida, as we said before, Nida and Yoledes are this unique hybrid. They have very significant relevance both to Tumah Vatara and to Iser Veheter. I should mention Yosef Engel has an interesting discussion about to what extent the two are intermingled. It could ever be that you're a Nida for Tumah but not for Iser Veheter or vice versa. That's a discussion that actually comes up in another area as well. Another Tumah that has important Iser Veheter relevance, one that we dealt with already, Maseches Ahalos. Tumas Meis is an Ava Tomer, or an Aviyah Vosa Tomer, to be precise. Also, of course, for Kohanim, it's forbidden to become Tamei Lameis. So I think we already touched on then when we spoke about Olos, there is some discussion, Bal Yatos already have a discussion, is it always usher to become Tamei Lameis? Or might there be different, might there be cases where there's Tumas Meis, but there's no Isser LeKohen? That's certainly how we paskin. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has that discussion in terms of Nida. Could there ever be a case where there's she's Tmeya Tumas Nida, but not Asur Labaila, or vice versa? She's Asur Labaila, but not Tmeya Tumas Nida. There's a Tosis that takes a stand on that. There are other Rishonim who discuss this. Rabbi Yosef Engel points to Tosis and Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph. But we were talking before about the uniquenesses of Tumas Nida, and we mentioned before too, and let me close with a third, which is an important logical point and the opening topic of the Masechta. I mentioned before that the Tumas Nida has this unique feature of Metame Boel Lios Kemosa. The Boel Nida is also an Avatuma with almost all of the stringencies of the Tumah of the Nida herself. And we mentioned the idea of Tumas Medrash, which is a focus of the fourth parak of Nida. The opening Mishnayos discuss the following point. This is more of a practical, logistical point and an interesting logical point. And that is that the nature, just the practical nature of Nida, is that you often aren't immediately aware, a woman may not be immediately aware that she became a Nida. Right. So, as opposed to, let's say, tsaras, right, or tsaras, the tumah only begins once the kohen pronounces it. So you can clearly define the moment that the person or the beged or the bayis became a davar hamanuga, right? Or tumas meis. Typically, it will be clear the moment that there's a tumas meis, rachman al-tzlan. But tumas nid, and tumas yoledes, that's also the case. And typically, we know the moment, in normal circumstances, we know the moment that the woman becomes yoledes. The tumas nid, though, often will be in the obvious. Women only recognize several hours later that she has become a nida over the past period of time. So actually, the opening topic in the Masechta, this is primarily a tumah tara issue, is nida is one of those few cases where you have a retroactive suffix. Now we discover, and this takes us back to sort of some of the topics of Masechus Taros and the sugis that we dealt with extensively earlier in the year in the first parak of Chulin, which is the Taurus HaSfekas. A woman discovers that she has become a Nida. So now the question is, the Isser V'Heter, it's typically relevant only going forward. But in terms of Tumah V'Tara, okay, so she knows from this point on she's an Ava Tumah, and if she touches Adam V'Kelim O'Chol Mashka, they become a Rishon Tumah. How about what she, if she was handling kalim, she was handling food or drink, she had touched a friend, she had shaken someone's hand over the last couple of minutes, over the last couple of hours. So how do you deal with that? Now there's a retroactive limafreya suffik tumah. So that's actually the opening topic in the Masechta. Again, as I said before, it's not a unique halacha. Tumas medras and mitame bo'ala, those are gzeres hakasav, that those features apply to Tumas Nida. Here, this is not so much like Xeris HaKasv, as much as sort of the practical reality of Nida is such that the Tumas often only discovered sometime after it factually began. So what practically creates is a suffix looking backwards. Do we have to assume Tumas backwards? Can we apply Cheskas Tara? Because I know yesterday she was Tahora, so should I assume therefore an hour ago she was also Tahora? Or vice versa? Should I have a backwards chazaka? Should I say chazaka de meikara? Well, a day ago she was tahora, so I'll assume she was tahora an hour ago too. Or should I have a chazaka de hashta? Chazaka working backwards from now. Now she's tamea, so should I assume backwards that an hour ago she when she picked up her child or shook her friend's hand or touched a piece of cake, do I have to assume, well, if she's Tamea now, she's probably Tamea an hour ago also? And that sort of struggle, that tension between Chazak, the Chezkas Tahara of Chazaka de Meikara versus the Chezkas Tuma of Chazaka de Hashta, so that makes for a very, very intriguing opening sugya in the Bavli. Daf Beis and Nida is one of the major addresses in the discussion about the world of Chazaka de Meikara. We saw a very significant discussion, Chulun Daf Yud. Another very, very significant discussion at Nida Daf Beis in terms of the interplay of Chazaka de Hashna, Chazaka de Meikara. And again, now we see why Maseches Nida is a particularly apropos place for that question of Tumah and working backwards, Safik Tumah, and the question of working backwards with data from yesterday versus data from now, and what do we do in the in-between, Chazaka de Meikara versus Chazaka de Hashna, a very rich opening sugyam in this Masechta. Okay, Yashukai Chevra.